This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that exceptional American that I'm talking about. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It is fast and furious. Here it is Friday, and it's just absolutely going bonkers. I mean, we have 24/7, 365. I mean, it really, truly is. And we're filling in all the spaces between seconds. I mean, it's just absolutely over the top in terms of knowledge, information, and news coming your way. Now, here's the deal. We got a situation going on in Catalonia, and we're going to be talking about that. We also have a situation with, well, of course, the Kennedy files were released. Seems to be pretty well scrubbed of anything that's of pertinence. And there's got a few more, about 180 pages that still remain. Or something. I don't know if it's 180 pages. I don't know. Somebody said 180 pages or something like that. Still remaining of documents that are not being released for national security reasons. I mean, you know, this was only something that took place in 1963. But, you know, who am I to complain about that? So President Trump releases the vast majority of the documents, but from what we're hearing at first blush from people, and I have not read them, I've read reports. That's all I've got. I haven't sat down and read them. I probably won't read them, but it is very, very clear and very, very evident that something afoul was going on. And I think that's the most important takeaway from this. There's something not right about the Kennedy assassination in the big... Well, obviously. I mean, come on. I know. You know what I'm saying. There's something else going on. See, I think what you're going to get as a takeaway from the Kennedy assassination is that there actually is another story. We just have to dig deeper for it, and it will appear. And I don't think we're going to have to dig that deep that long based upon some of the evidence we have here. I think it's going to be pretty evident that we're going to be able to point to what and where and when and how Oswald did what he did, if he did it. And I'm not a believer. I'm sorry, I fired a Manuel Carcano gun. I've been to Daly Plaza three times to research this thing, and my walk away from that was every single time. And the last time I went, I said, I got to be convinced that he was not the, that I got to be convinced that he was the lone gunman. I just couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I just couldn't do it. I mean, he'd have to be an absolutely perfect marksman. And, you know, things just didn't jive with me. So that's my takeaway. I live with that. Now you know where I stand. And everybody's saying, not everybody, a lot of people are just, they've got the company line still, that it was Lee Harvey Oswald. And yeah, they did a lot of bumbling and fumbling around with the Warren Report, but the essence is still there, and you know, that sort of thing. And now that everybody's saying there's going to be a lot of embarrassment for the FBI, a lot of embarrassment for, you know, the people that were there are dead anyway, and many of them went to the graves with naturally the information, the secrets that were associated with the day that that all took place there in Daly Plaza. By the way, I still, the thing that shocked me the three times I went, still it, to this day, gets me. Daly Plaza is not a big area, and that grassy knoll is not very far away from where the car was and where Kennedy was. It's not far at all. I mean, I say that you could, if somebody who had a good throwing arm could take a rock and hit him in the head in a moving car without any problem, it's not that far away. So to think that somebody couldn't have popped off a couple right there is, you know, mighty suspicious. But to be up on the I don't know, the sixth floor of the depository or fifth floor, whatever it is, I'll tell you what, with a Mannlicher Carcano gun and try and fire it within, what, 12 seconds or something like that, I'm telling you, I just don't see it. At least my experience one time way back in the day when we were trying to, you know, it's kind of interesting. I tell this story because we were actually, as teenagers in the 60s, we were out shooting and a friend of ours had one of those guns. His dad did. And, you know, of course, he took the gun and brought it out when we went shooting. And it was not a good gun. I mean, it's just not a, it's a pile. And but this is how far I go back with it, but it was pretty convincing to me. I was trying to fire it. I was, you know, good marksman and everything. I was trying to fire it, and when I did fire it, trying to get target react, I mean, that whole nine yards, because it's, you know, it's a bolt action thing. And it just wasn't working for me, and that's why I say, with that gun and with that person up there on that floor, that would have been a mighty big trick to pull off. And I know, oh, he was an excellent marksman. I wonder when the last time before that shooting did he actually fire a gun. I know he attempted assassination, they say, but he missed with that gun, apparently, a couple nights before of one of the generals. And, you know, how many knew that? That didn't come out until, gosh, you know, people started finding out about that until in the 90s. It's like, wait a minute. So, you see, this whole thing has been spiraling out of control for a long time. I don't think that, based upon my first readings of what I had last night, I just don't see it as going away as conspiracy theories. And I think they're going to actually spawn some more. And I really find it very interesting that when you start to take a look at it on balance and go back to the world powers and what was really going on at the time, I think it's going to be very, very, people are going to get, I think, a shape, a different perspective, especially now. We all know about the world powers today. We all know about the global elites and the globalists. And, you know, they were there then. You know, if you want to mention the Rothschilds and you know, all the Bilderbergs and all that stuff, we can do it. We didn't really have a grasp on that then. But now we have to go back and say, okay, wait a minute. Those folks were around then. What was going on? These people didn't allow things to lightly just brew up. And to say that he was just a stooge that just happened into, you know, the right places at the right time, he went off. I mean, few people know that Lee Harvey Oswald was purportedly a Marine who was engaged in helping to overthrow the government of Sukarno. Oh, you know, Indonesia, that's Sukarno. when he was in Japan. You know, man, he's at a secret spy base. Okay. I mean, see, there's other things about Lee Harvey Oswald that we don't know about. And, you know, I would love to dig deeper into that. I think that's something to find out. Where was he really before he decided he was going to become, you know, a Russian agent or a Russian operative or something? Where was he before that? What was his tour of duty really like in the Marine Corps? Because remember, he was a marksman and a sharpshooter and all that stuff. But where did he serve? We understand he was in Japan, serving somewhere where U-2s were and things like that. And then we hear that he was actually engaged in some sort of activity with the overthrow of the Indonesian government. Now, don't you find it interesting that the president of Indonesia was just here last week talking to Donald Trump about Boeing aircraft? I mean, you just can't put these things aside. You know, let's see, now all of a sudden my tinfoil hat is growing, as yours should be. And by the way, many, many thanks to citizen journalists and people who just popped off with this and said, whoa, what we're seeing here with the Kennedy assassination. And by the way, all this information about the Kennedy assassination and all the stuff that's been generated over the years by the conspiracy theorists have yielded a ton of information about the current modern-day influencers of the world and the globalists. You see, I don't think the people behind the assassination of Kennedy quite realize that. Look what it's going to do to the balance of power. It's going to put that power back into the people's hands. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the Sanctuary State, and the new California State, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Now, we understand that it's not up right now. Oh, I wonder why. Boy, they have been working overtime to take down. It's coming back up. You know, we were attacked again. Go figure. But it's coming here. It's going to be there. Okay, so agenda21radio.news is the website. And you can also get me at a21r.com. A21R.com. Let's talk about Catalan. Because in the face of adversity, this is what happens. This is what happens when a plan comes together. Catalan regional parliament has voted to declare independence from Spain, just as the Spanish government appears to impose direct rule. Okay, now they have no vehicle to declare independence and become a separate sovereign nation under Spanish rule. That is a problem. Here in the United States of America, we have mechanisms in the Constitution that says we can do certain things. Now, what Catalonia is doing is they are in a secession mode. They're seceding. They're seceding out of the entire country to form their own country, their own sovereign nation. Just like we did with the 13 colonies to form our sovereign nation. Okay? Now, here's the deal. That is not forming a state. Now, in the United States of America, constitutionally, you can secede. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can do that. Heck yeah. What's going to happen is, first of all, in order to do that, you're going to have to get at least, 2/3 votes of the states. That's unreasonable, not going to happen. But, you know, if everybody keeps bashing California, that's what they want, right? That's what the powers to be want. Or you can actually form a new state, and there is a process. Well, that's why we got 50 states already. We can make it 51 states. Now, here's the deal. Here is the deal. That what we have is a system in the United States of America that is a peaceful, lawful process. They don't have that in Spain nor in Catalonia. That's going to be a problem. Now, this is how it broke down on the voting, so you understand. Now, in the process involving statehood to separate in from, say, California and make the new California state, that process is very, very clearly spelled out. You have to get basically the permission of the legislature in California and agreement with the legislature in the United States Senate and House to say, yes, we agree to statehood for New California. Now, it doesn't matter if you have a lawsuit, you still have to do this. So here's the deal. Here is the deal. Here in Catalonia, they're trying to form a new state. No, a new country. Get that. A new country. I don't want you to be confused between the statehood and country business. As we have out here in California, we've got a couple of statehood initiatives. You also have the new California statehood initiative. It's about keeping the union. In fact, members of the boards of directors, the councils, if you will, of the new California state have taken an oath of office, an oath pledging their allegiance to the United States of America. That is significant. There is no other state initiative in the nation who's done that with their leadership group. None. In fact, you've got one group that's acting, well, they want a lawsuit, but what they want is no leadership, apparently, because they have no leadership, apparently, just a lawsuit. And a lawsuit is no way to get, not even if you're looking for representation, it's not going to get you a state. It's just not. Because you can't have a state form from the judiciary. It always has to come from the legislature. So those that are running around saying that they're going to get a state out of a lawsuit, that's just not true. And they've been sold a bill of goods. But what we have here in Spain is this vote that took place, and it was backed by a 70 to 10 in a ballot boycotted by opposition prime ministers or whatever they're called. They just say MPs. They don't say what an MP is. Now, we've got to remember, this is where is this coming from? This is coming from the BBC. Okay. All right, so I got to do the translation here, English to English. So Spanish Prime Minister Mario Rajoy earlier told senators direct rule was needed to return law, democracy, and stability to Catalonia. Now, you'll notice they do not say anything about a Republican form of government, which is guaranteed in the Constitution, both in California and all 50 states, and in the U.S. Constitution, but not there. That's different than a democracy. Hello. The crisis began when Catalans backed independence in a disputed vote earlier this month. It says here the Catalan government said that of the 43% of potential voters who took part in the referendum, 90% were in favor of independence, but Spain's constitutional court, see they have a constitutional court, had ruled the vote illegal. In all, the motion declaring independence was approved with 70 in favor, 10 against, and 2 abstentions in the 135-seat chamber. Immediately afterwards, Mr. Rajoy called for all Spaniards to remain calm, promising to restore legality to Catalonia. Gee, I wonder what that response is going to look like. Spain's Senate is still to vote on whether, for the first time, to enact Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution, which empowers the government to take all measures necessary to compel a region in case of a crisis. It would enable Madrid to fire Catalan leaders and take control of the region's finances, police, and public media. Brings a whole new definition, public media, to the First Amendment, right? Freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom of some. Doesn't it? I mean, they don't have that, of course. They don't. Now, it's kind of interesting. I'm going to sneak down here. They've got some comments. This is coming out from the BBC. And I like to read, since some of these come, just hope that this doesn't result in people getting hurt or killed. That's by David. By Soup. For those of you looking forward to a good dust-up, just remember recent events elsewhere in Europe. Troops on streets, beatings, bombs, shootings, civil war, etc., which equals to people dying. Well, he's got the right attitude. Good luck with them. But I hope it doesn't come to this. The UK should send one of their trade delegation teams to Catalonia. Okay, because remember, the UK BBC article here, they're talking about Brexit. And that's a big thing in the UK right now. They're trying to get all the trade straightened out. Because remember, we've got Brexit going on. That means that Great Britain is leaving, well, the nice little union that they have over there, European Union, EU as they call it. They're leaving it. They're exiting. Now, that's completely different from what CalExit wants to do. They just want to break away from the United States of America. That's their goal. And this they've put into a process now with CalExit. And what stops CalExit is new California state. Cold. Big, big time, ladies and gentlemen. Big, big time in history. Right, it's unfolding for you right here before your very eyes. Anyway, a lot of things going on, guys. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to play for you right now. It's a short clip, but it is the moment in which earlier today that the Catalan Parliament declared independence from Spain. And this is compliments of RTTV. RTTV, you know, those Russians. Really? I mean, what's going on? With those Russia. And Hillary Clinton. Oh my God. I'm sorry. But the Declaration of Independence now has been issued, I guess. And they're declaring independence from Spain. Here we go. Let's hear what they have to say here. Okay, hang on. Here we go.
...del Parlament queda aprovada per 70 votos a favor, 10 en contra y 2 votos en blanco.
Thank you. crowds outside the parliament in Barcelona. See if we can get some different stuff like on this one. Here we go. It's another one. They're going to announce it. Everybody's going to go crazy. They've got a camera on everybody going, just about going to go nuts here. Looks like the Las Ramblas area of Barcelona. I would say that it's definitely the Las Ramblas area. There we go. Now they're still showing nothing yet. Show it. No, they're not going to show it on this one. Anyway, so there you have it. They've voted to declare themselves independent in Catalonia. Modern day Declaration of Independence, not seen, really, I think, when was the last time we saw a Declaration of Independence that was actually declared? In the United States, 1776, I think some of the states did. Not too sure about that. They did. I mean, there's a couple of states that did declare themselves independence. I think the last time it was done is 1861, which is West Virginia. West Virginia. And, it's kind of interesting the way this whole thing is going to play out, especially for New California. And, it's kind of exciting, actually. It's kind of exciting, but at the same time, in Catalonia, it could be definitely ugly by which things are going to be done. And, of course, here in California, they're trying to break away from the United States of America, and, of course, that's the CalExit program. I think it's clear sedition is what's going on here, and it involves Javier Becerra, Alex Padilla, and Jerry Brown. I think there's sedition going on here, and I think that ultimately the records will show their seditious behavior. It goes against their constitutional responsibilities and their oath of office, which they have declared to the Constitution to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, which they're not doing right now. I think that that ultimately is going to be the telling tale of what is going on with the CalExit movement. That movement is never going to succeed, and that's my opinion. It will never succeed because the Californians that are here will not let it happen. However, unless we stop the crooked electoral system that we have, when we stop that, then things will change. But right now, they're not about to change. As a result of all the garbage, if you will, that we have going on with the voting system. It's just completely corrupt. And, of course, we saw this with the situation with Bernie Sanders. And so all you Bernie people, by the way, you have a real legitimate complaint against the Californians and what they've been doing. I'm talking about the Californians like Jerry Brown and his ilk, in making basically a very crooked system for the elections. And that's what they've been doing. And of course, we now know that this has basically been spun off into other states, like Nevada, and what they're talking about in various other states out there. So this whole thing of splitting apart from the United States, which is taking this whole thing in Catalonia to the next level, I guess you could say, for California, is something that is very well financed. You need to know that. There's billions of dollars behind this. There are people that want to steal California. That's really what they want to do. And they want to create a civil war. That's absolutely what they want to do. Our intelligence, the things that we get across here, and we've been getting for a long time, tells us that that's what they want to do. They want to go to war and destroy every California who's in their Californian who's in their way. That's what they want to do. That's what they will do. And we're talking about La Raza. That's right. Let's be very, very clear. Which, by the way, I wonder what is going to happen to La Raza. Is La Raza going to be declared a terrorist organization? I would hope so. Let's hope that La Raza is, in fact, declared a terrorist organization, as well as some others, perhaps, like the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE. They are terrorist organizations. And I think that as a result of some of the stuff that we're going to start to see now from Jeff Sessions. Oh, did I mention Jeff Sessions? In all the, remember all the criticism that was going at Jeff Sessions? And I was standing by my man. I was. I said, well, yeah, I didn't like this, but I didn't like that. But now all of a sudden everybody's going, yep, Sessions knows what he's doing, and he's doing it. Things that nobody ever thought would absolutely be brought up now all of a sudden are. Who's this FBI informant out of nowhere just that pulled it right? And he got him out. Now, here's the deal. That transition, remember? The transition starting to take place. And Session has more information and more authority within his own department because of all those Obamaites and everybody else who are trying to ensure that Sessions failed. Remember all the comments, oh, Sessions needs to resign. Just a few months in, he needs to resign. Well, they got Flynn to resign, right? So why not say he needs to resign? Well, now you know why. Now you know why he must resign as far as they're concerned, because they did not want him to see or to get this information out about, guess what, Hillary Rodham Clinton and Uranium One. And now here it is. Sessions, in my opinion, needs to declare La Raza, especially in California, a terrorist organization. They need to go on that terror watch list, La Raza. Now, I know my La Raza friends out there. Some people are in La Raza for the wrong reason, by the way. And they need to understand that La Raza is working for you to totally take down California. And yes, we hear these stories about them wanting to kill Californians, kill Caucasians, kill people that are of European descent. And now we're getting these stories. Again, long conversation. This is really why I'm bringing it up. Long conversation with one of the listeners last night in Los Angeles about, and again, he's a person of color. And he's saying the same thing we've been saying. Not that they want to kill just white people. If you're a citizen of California, or if you're a citizen of the United States, that's the prerequisite. Forget this color business, this racial business. You're a citizen of the United States. You need to go. That's what these people are thinking. How sick can you get? We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
An oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Okay, so when we start talking about, you know, this is an interesting, there's an interesting story going on right now about the opioid crisis, if you will, that has been going on. And if you remember, maybe you didn't remember, you didn't hear this, but President Trump actually signed an order that we are in a crisis due to the opioids, that an opioid addiction that has been going on with the United States of America. Now, it's kind of interesting. This opioid addiction, in OxyContin in particular, has been a problem for a long time. And I'm really surprised, and I'm not really surprised, actually, knowing who the players are and what's really been going on. But the situation that has been going on with opioid addiction has been quite a long time going. And we've had a situation, I think, over the years that nobody has reacted to. And a lot of this addiction, if you will, has stemmed from marijuana. Yes, there it is. Marijuana addiction. It should be no surprise that this crisis has gotten completely out of control since marijuana legalization in many states now has taken on. Hello? It should be no surprise at all. Yet everybody's, oh, it's opioid addiction. It's not that. It's what brought you the addiction, which is marijuana. In the high content THC.
President Trump getting personal yesterday while speaking on the opioid epidemic, where the president declared it a public health emergency. President Trump opening up about his brother Fred, who had a long battle with alcoholism that eventually led to his death.
I had a brother Fred, great guy. He had a problem with alcohol, and he would tell me, don't drink. He would say it over and over and over again. And to this day, I've never had a drink. I had somebody that guided me. And he had a very, very, very tough life because of alcohol. Believe me, very, very tough, tough life. He was a strong guy, but it was a tough, tough thing that he was going through. But I learned because of Fred.
Joining me now is Senior Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne, thanks for coming on with us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank
you. Can tell that that was a very personal moment for the President.
Very personal, very passionate. And at that moment, Sandra, the president was acting as both the president in charge of this Public Health Emergency Act and calling us all to action, administration-wide, nationwide indeed. But it was also Donald Trump establishing kinship and empathy with the people who are flanking him from that stage, those everyday heroes who are on the front lines, the first responders, law enforcement, healthcare professional, faith-based organization representatives, and most importantly, family members who have lost their loved ones to this scourge. And I thought it was a very poignant moment, and it really echoed what our First Lady Melania Trump said before the president spoke, which is that drug addiction can happen to anyone. Mm-hmm. That's the entire point here. 64,000 deaths just last year. 175 Americans die every single day. If that happened through almost any other source, we would all stop and snap our attention and take a look at that. A terrorist act, a plane crash, just God forbid. So let's stop and take a look at it. That's the president's message. And I think it's such a great message for our youth to see that the most powerful man in the world has a poignant personal story that he's willing to share passionately about addiction close to home.
And he was very passionate in that speech, in which he declared that we can be the generation that ends the opioid yes. epidemic. He has declared a public health emergency, and there's an important distinction there because it was somewhat expected he would declare a national emergency. There is a distinction there, and Democrats are pointing that out. Nancy Pelosi weighing in, saying this is words without money. It seems there are some that are upset that this does not go far enough as far as funding for this crisis.
Well, they're incorrect. And let me just say a couple of things.
I want the most
first,
out of my health and life.
Led by
so
Governor
I trust Nature Made Vitamins.
I work very closely with here.
Because they were the
they
first.
They made two recommendations in their interim report. If the president was going to declare a national emergency, which he did, he would have two mechanisms. One is the Stafford Act, and as we unfortunately have seen over the last couple of months, Sandra, that's used for occurrences or incidents like hurricanes, for example. The other is this Public Health Emergency Act, which is the vehicle the president has chosen. As a vehicle, that calls on Congress to appropriate the funding.
To be verified by USP for quality and purity standards. And because I recommend them as a pharmacist.
Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand.
It also allows the Department of Labor to help with opioid displacement money for workers who are displaced because of the opioid and drug demand crisis. And there are other things in there. People can read it. The president talked about it yesterday, telemedicine. But I want to point out something else for everyone. This administration, just this year, Sandra, has already spent over $1 billion fighting this crisis, deploying those grant monies throughout the different states and the affected areas. In addition, the president was supported the Senate health bill that never got a vote.
It's
it included $45 billion.
$45 billion.
Not one Democrat would vote for that. It had $45 billion in the Senate health vote. I would ask those senators, why can you take a look at that health care bill?
You know, and it is a select group of Democrats that are being critical of that. He is being applauded by many on his move there. We're limited on time here, Kellyanne. I want to get to Uranium One. The FBI informant can now speak. His lawyer is coming up on this show in just moments. Good. Did the president direct that gag order to be lifted himself?
It was Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley who last week asked the FBI, asked the Department of Justice to do that. There are some reports of this, that the president interfered, the president weighed in. It's not unusual for a president to weigh in on any number of topics. But remember, Chairman Grassley got that party started last week when he asked the Department of Justice to allow the FBI informant to speak.
Has
to have
the
that
president, Kellyanne, been privy to any information that has not been made public on this Uranium One story?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, well, there you go. So you get a twofer. You get Uranium One, and you also get the opioid addiction issue and the president's Public Health Act that he signed. Okay, so this is a problem, obviously, is opioid addiction. And by the way, I've worked with opioid addicted individuals, students, actually, and even their parents that are addicted. That's quite a little scene, let me tell you, is to work with that. And I know how bad and evil this is, but, you know, you have to go back to the roots. In all my investigations and thousands of times of interviews with kids and parents, there's one central theme that has driven them to it, and that's the use of marijuana. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
Do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're we have a survey up of those in support of and not for New California State, and it's kind of been kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting the emails and the Facebook information that we're getting from people, and it's an interesting mix of those that in support and those that don't. And some people just don't. They're mixing and confusing New California and the other statehood movements with secession, basically. That's how they've poisoned the well so successfully for the statehood movements, anyway, with the CalExit secessionist movement, which is complete treason. We just have to call it like it is. It's treasonous. And you have people like the governor and his minions here in California that are acting in a treasonous, seditious fashion. So we have to call it out like it is. You know, they're just being treasonous and seditious. So that's, you know, that's my opinion. And I'm welcome to it, right? But I'm the one with the radio show. So, anyway, but a lot of people have really gone, yeah, you know, stuff like that. So a lot of excitement there. Now, it's kind of interesting. We're going to come back here in the next hour, talk a little bit about Jerry Brown and his open sedition now. If you don't think he's being seditious after we get done opening up with some of the comments that he made on the BBC radio. Oh, by the way, why is he in Europe? Oh, he's going to be with his best friend, the Pope. You know, climate deniers, anybody? You flat earthers. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. and email me, paul@a21r.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.